This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
You've got passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse. Check out all the details at DesertRosePlayhouse.org. You've got a gift certificate for Maraca's Mexican Cantina and Grill.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maraca's.
Check it all out at Maraca's-restaurant.com. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Every Saturday, Mimosa Men, the all-male strip show at noon. Every Sunday, the bitchiest brunch, usually two shows, 12 p.m. and 2:30, some exceptions. American Idol's pianist Michael Orland, the first Thursday of the month, with some exceptions. And the Last Laugh Wednesdays with Max Mitchell. Last Wednesdays of the month. Various headliners and local comedians. All event tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. You've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks at the top of the tram. They're open again. Details at PSTramway.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful presents, Desert Rose Playhouse, food at Maraca's, food at Oscar's, and food at Peaks as soon as the tram opens up again, go to one person. Brett doesn't have any children. Let's use my three. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, you'll be eligible for our Halloween costume contest and the wheel spin the end of the month. Okay, be caller number three. Raju Mehta from El Paseo Jewelers.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you too.
How's your health?
Oh, I'm doing good.
But you had COVID.
I had COVID, yes.
And your beautiful wife?
My wife had COVID.
And she's all right now?
Yeah, we all have some after effects left on our body. But, you know, that's part of life. I'd rather be having some problem later on than being dead.
Oh, yes, thank you. I vote for that, my goodness. And you're here to talk about Paint El Paseo Pink.
Yes, I am here to talk about Paint El Paseo Pink.
Well, tell us everything.
And we'll call it PEP from down here.
Oh, when is it?
It's on, oh boy, October 9th.
Got it.
Yeah.
I think it's in my book.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us everything.
So we are very happy to get in person, you know, Paint El Paseo Pink. Because last year it was not the feeling what we normally have.
Yes.
And this year we are hoping it will continue this way and we'll have our walk on the El Paseo.
So it's outside for the most part.
It is going to be. It has been outside all the time.
Yes, so we wear masks or we don't or?
Well, we don't know what the rules will be that time. But, you know, if you are in such a big crowd, wear your mask, protect yourself. You don't want to get sick.
Your wife was in the hospital 28 days?
23 days.
23 days. Bless her heart.
Yeah. You know what? We are all alive.
Yes.
And that's great.
Yes, there's some bad things going on in the world and nature and Afghanistan and tornadoes and hurricanes and we're here.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, in life things comes and goes. This is the worst thing I have seen in my life, so that's not too bad.
That's not too bad. How is El Paseo Jewelry doing?
We are doing good. We are very happy where we are.
Where are you?
We are on 73520 El Paseo Drive, Suite E, right next to Starbucks.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
In Palm Desert.
In Palm Desert, of course.
And are you the title sponsor of Paint El Paseo Pink? You're so involved in the community.
Well, this community gives us a lot. And, you know, it's not, you can't just keep taking. You got to give back. I'm not the title sponsor for, we are not the title sponsor for El Paseo Pink, but we are one of the sponsors.
Yes. Okay, so what can Joey Pals expect to see on El Paseo on October 9th? Everything pink?
Everything pink, you bet. Even, you know, we serve lemonade out there and we serve pink lemonade.
Is there a pink jewel?
Oh, yeah, that will be in our windows.
What is it?
Pink tourmaline.
Tourmaline.
Pink sapphire. Pink diamond.
Ooh. Sapphires. And yeah. What's the stone of the month of September?
Sapphire.
And there's a pink sapphire.
Yep.
How beautiful.
We can find you red sapphire too if you need.
Yes, red. There's red diamonds. No, chocolate diamonds.
I have those.
You have chocolate.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me they're not as valuable as regular diamonds, but Raju, they're chocolate.
I understand that. But, you know, I have to tell the truth.
Yes.
I just cannot, to make a sale, you just cannot deceive people.
Is there a lot of that that goes on in the gem world?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, that's hurtful stuff. How long have you been doing this?
I was a diamond cutter when I was 15 and a half year old.
Yes.
And all my life I have done diamonds and jewelry, except 3 months. When I came to this country, I tried to become a travel agent and it didn't work out too good.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. Where'd you come from?
From India.
That's on my list, the Taj Mahal.
Oh, that's the beauty.
It's kind of pink, isn't it?
No, it's white.
It's white.
White. You will never forget the image of it from your mind. You can never erase it.
I see the picture with Diana, Princess of Wales,
yeah,
in front of it. That's the really one I'm familiar with.
Yeah, but the picture doesn't do justice about Taj Mahal.
Gosh. Well, we've gotten off the subject a little bit. I love it when you're here.
Yes.
Okay, take me back to paint El Paseo pink. What can people do? They shop and the money goes to?
It's nothing like that.
No?
No, El Paseo pink people walk. And because, you know, cancer has touched everybody. It has touched my family. My mother died with cancer. My sister died with pancreatic cancer. And my aunt and uncle died with cancer. So I have been very close to it. Now, thank God we had money, we had good insurance, so we could take care of it. But a lot of people don't have money. And people need some support from somewhere. And Desert Cancer Foundation provides that. You know, they are doing an amazing job, and that's why I'm part of it.
Do you remember Dr. Sebastian George?
He
helped start Desert Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, it's before my time.
Yes. He was a dear friend of this program. And then he died in an accident on the freeway.
Okay, now I know whom you're talking about.
Nothing. It was, one of those things.
Yes.
Okay, so the charity that we're talking about is the Desert Cancer Foundation, and they pay for treatments when cancer patients can't.
Yeah, they pay for treatment. And, you know, the best part of it is, you know, when you donate them, it goes to a good cause. You know, every $1 you raise, they get $10 worth of treatment out of it.
Wow.
And cancer has been so prominent in most of the family of the world. I think we should do better donating money. And there is nothing like Desert Cancer Foundation. They collect money here, they keep it in Valley, and they help a lot of people.
And we don't want COVID to overshadow this.
No, you know, COVID is right now part of our life. It might continue for some time. You have to, you know, continue your life, but be safe.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can do it. You can do both of those.
Is the website desertcancerfoundation.org?
Yes.
I think that's the website.
Yeah, that's the website.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to everything pink. Pepto-Bismol.
No, pink diamond.
Pink diamonds, that's even better. And pink lemonade.
And Eisenhower Lucy Kersey Center is the pink diamond sponsor for PEP.
Eisenhower's Lucy Kersey Cancer Center. Everybody has to practice saying that. Lucy Kersey Cancer Center.
Yes.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
And that's at Eisenhower. That's a beautiful facility.
Beautiful facility.
Yes. I didn't realize your family had been touched so personally by cancer.
Yes. You know, I always said death needs a cause. And cancer was cause for death of my family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, thank God it was not COVID.
Oh, yeah. Were they all here in America?
They are all here. No, my mother was in America. My sister was in India.
Was in India.
Yeah.
Do you still have family there?
Yeah, I had two sisters. One passed away.
Yes.
I had two brother-in-laws. And, you know, in Indian family, we are very close-knit family, you
yes.
know. Even our second cousin is our
real
you know,
close
relative. So it's a different world.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do yeah. you go back now?
No, I haven't been back there
Travel,
for some
maybe
time.
With COVID.
And, you know, I like to go and see other places. And I can only take certain time off from this business. This business is handful, thank God.
Yes. Well, it's a beautiful store.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So we want everybody to mark October 9th, which is a Saturday, yeah. and go wear something pink.
Wear pink.
Wear pink. It's the one day you don't have to wear red, Joey Pals.
No.
You can wear pink.
Pink.
And go walk El Paseo and help paint El Paseo pink.
Pink. And you can register.
Okay.
On www.paintelpaseopink.org.
.org, okay.
It's $35 per person.
Perfect.
Register and come join our team.
And you do it because you had cancer, you do it because you didn't have cancer.
You do it for humanity.
There you go.
You do it for everybody, you do it for whole world, and you do it for our valley here.
Beautifully said. What a great way to end our time together. Thank you, Raju. It's nice to have you back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Here comes the last installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is operating 7 days a week, and walk-in tickets are now available. Check it all out at pstramway.com. Palm Springs Art Museum is open Thursday through Sunday. Tickets must be secured in advance at psmuseum.org. There are 5 exhibitions currently on view, including one featuring monumental drawings by artist Robert Longo. The Architecture and Design Center will reopen in September with the exhibition, The Modern Chair. The outdoor Faye Sawakowski Sculpture Garden in Palm Desert is now open to the public every day from sunrise to sunset. Check it all out at psmuseum.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters says, due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs Cultural Center is reinstituting its mask policy. All attendees, regardless of vaccination status, are required to socially distance and mask up. We would also like to note we have invested in 2 new aerosol guns, which we will be using between screenings to sanitize the theater. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Joey Pals, if you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, next Saturday, 9 o'clock, Nigel and I will be waiting. We'll start talking Halloween. Until then, you be well and all the best.